Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, you motherfuckers. Okay. All right.
That's a brand name, like Pepsi, that's a brand name. I stand behind it, I guarantee it. They know that, even if they don't know me any more than they know the chairman of General Mills.
What the fuck are you talking about?
What I'm talking about is when you chop my dope down to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5%, and then you call it Blue Magic, that is trademark infringement. You understand what I'm saying?
Hey y'all, it's your girl D Scott, and I am here. It is October 5th, 2015, and it is time to have a serious conversation about some shit. So, anyways, it's October 5th, 2015. Shout out to my girl Kate Boogie. We are actually having to go. I'm going to be sick this weekend, you know, on a plane. In a bikini somewhere, and you guys will see the pictures of that. I'm sure I'll be able to upload in between the alcoholism. And if you guys aren't already following me, make sure you go follow me on Instagram at miss.d.scott, or you can follow the hashtag 0FUX, not the word zero, the number 0FUX, zero fucks, that's my brand. Or you can follow me on Twitter, which my Twitter is at DMSST93, and my Facebook is just for friends and family. So, let's get into the real shit. So, this week, one of my colleagues came to the crib and he's like, you know, Amber Rose did a slut walk. And I'm like, what? You know, and I had been seeing the commercials of her. And I have a very weird feelings towards Amber Rose. I think she's drop dead gorgeous. I absolutely do. I think that she has an amazing body, and I loved her and Kanye together when they were together. Here's the shit that I don't like. I don't like that Amber Rose has turned into a Katy Perry, a Petty Hardaway. She wears her petticoat on a daily basis. And I don't like, and I spoke about this a few months ago, the attack that was on the Kardashians about, you know, the sister Kylie dating Tyga, which is Amber's best friend's baby daddy. Like, it's all too fucking much. Worry about your fucking marriage to Wiz Khalifa. So that side of Amber I did not like. I liked the Amber that I saw that got signed to a modeling agency and that, you know, was fearless in her thong bikinis. And I don't like the Amber as a mother that is in Trinidad and Tobago turning a booty popping in the pool, no different than a lot of you broads do nowadays. And I don't like the Amber that, you know, called someone else a whore, you understand what I'm saying, and then got mad when Kanye, your ex boyfriend, comes out and says, you know what, to deal with somebody like Amber and for me to have to go from Amber to Kim, I had to take like 30 showers. Let's be clear, and I'm going to say this once and for all. Kim was never a stripper. Y'all could call Kim a lot of motherfucking things, and I said this before. Kim Kardashian is worth $63 million on her own. Amber Rose's net worth with Wiz Khalifa, with, is $5 million. Without, I don't know. $5, I don't know. What I'm trying to say is that a lot of these girls, and I'm going to get to the slut shaming, a lot of these girls, you guys get with these guys that have money, and trust me, I'm no different. But let's be clear, I have college education that was paid for. I don't owe anything for undergraduate. I owe University of Pittsburgh some money, but other than that, like, I didn't pay. You know, when I was taking my classes in the summer up here, when I was at home, I didn't pay for that shit either. So while everyone else is walking around worried about the new Jordans and this, that, and the third, like, I was getting tuition. So if you're going to deal with somebody that has money and that he says, what do you want for Christmas? Say tuition. You know, you don't worry about the bends that he could take back from you. Don't worry about the motherfucking that you can't take back them credits, though, bro. You could try, but you can't take back them credits, especially since I deposited the money in my account and I paid for my shit. So I see that, you know, she was talking about slut shaming. Now, slut shaming to me, you know, because I'm an advocate against human trafficking, especially for women, but, you know, definitely men get caught up into that as well. Again, I'm going to shout out my girl Asha Terry in Brooklyn, New York, for the Collective Advocates. I've done some work with them. But slut shaming to me, from my understanding, was when a girl was raped or gangbanged as an initiation or, you know, molested or something like that and deemed as promiscuous, okay, and deemed as promiscuous. And people shamed her for having been raped or, oh, you shouldn't have been there and it's your fault and this, that, and the third. That, to me, is slut shaming because these are things that she could not control. You know, no means no. I don't give a damn if the dick was right there and then it went. If she said no, it's fucking no. That's it. So I don't agree with that. And to me, that's slut shaming. So I listened to Amber's speech. And it was hard for me because on one level, I am a woman. So I did see a woman that's in a lot of pain. I see a woman that's going through a divorce. They're not divorced all the way yet. They're still separated. I see a mother, you know, but then at the same time, I see a motherfucking slut. Like, let's keep it G. If you go on her goddamn Instagram, if you go on her, you know, any of her social media, she's very clear that she's promiscuous, that she does this, that she does that. So are they slut-shaming you or are they just calling you by your name? Because it's not what they call you, it's what you answer to. So my grandmother always used to tell me, my grandmother Audrey Mae, she used to say, it's not what goes in your mouth that's dirty. It's what comes out your mouth that's the problem. You understand what I'm saying? So you have to understand, like, and something that Tammy Roman, which, you know, I love Tammy Roman. She's like one of my kindred spirits. You know, from Basketball Wives said, you know, when Miss Jackie made the comment to, you know, one of the other girls, like, well, that's why I'm still married and that's why my husband still wants me. Like Tammy said, if it's the truth, why are you getting mad if that's the motherfucking truth? She is still married. So are we being honest and saying, are you really a slut? So now you have people that donated to this cause. They donated to a GoFundMe, to this walk. And I don't think that Amber did it to remain relevant. I think she did it because she needed to get some shit off her chest. She just wrote a book. Y'all know I write books, so you don't make a shit ton of money off writing books, even when you're on the bestseller list. And I self-publish, so I get to keep a large percentage of my money that a lot of the people that you see on the bestsellers list don't. So it's not the books that makes you the money. It's your brand that makes you the money. So out of my books come the zero fucks and comes the shirts and comes the merchandise and the tours and different things like that. So when I see her doing the slut walk, and I'm trying to figure out what she's talking about. So she gets on stage and she's talking about the fact that she was 14 years old and she said she's been slut shamed her whole life. And I'm like, okay, because Kourtney Kardashian came out and said, well, bitch, you've been stripping since you were 14. And she goes, yes, I've been stripping since I was 14, but at least my sister don't have to hoe herself out to take care of the family. She was talking about Kim. Now, here's a couple of things. If your ass is stripping at 14, I'm sorry. You a motherfucking hoe. I don't give a fuck how you try to slice it, dice it, whatever. What the fuck are you doing? And first of all, it's fucking illegal. That is part of that human trafficking. That's the shit that I fight against, okay? And I definitely got to shout out Cardi B. You know, I know AK Management last week, kudos to them, shout out to them, you know, for listening, and they're down with G-Unit. They, you know, they love Cardi B just as much as I do. And Cardi B said something very profound this week. She said, you know, I'm tired of you strippers getting on the gram saying that you do this for your fucking family and that you do this. No, she was like, you do this to get fucking money. Your moms are still fucking poor. You probably living better than your moms in your mom's fucking house. And that's real shit. I went to college. You could get a motherfucking student loan. I don't know what type of fucking shit that you deal with that you need to make motherfucking $300 a day and you fucking 18. I don't know. You understand what I'm saying? If I made $300 in a fucking weekend, I was able to pay my fucking rent when I was, you know, when I was in post grad work. So at the end of the day, you know, you have to understand, are we calling a spade? Are we really calling you a slut because that's what the fuck you are? Or are you, you know, you can't have it both ways, mama. You can't say, you know, I'm liberated, I'm a stripper, so the fuck what, and then be mad when someone calls you a slut or slut shames you and you really were a motherfucking slut. So were they lying or what was happening? I don't call broad slut, I call you misguided. The first thing I ask when I see a stripper is, where's your father? Where's your mother? You know, I just had that situation a couple weeks ago with Those We Don't Speak Of, and I didn't even know that a couple years ago she was a dancer at Sue's Rendezvous. You know, and it's sad because it's like they all take the same fucking path. And so when I see these girls, I'm not judgmental. I don't have no issues with strippers. I don't got no issue with you if you're a fucking prostitute. But let's call it what it is. And let's call it the fact that if a man really cared about you, if he really fucking loved you, he's going to take you out of all that. No man is going to sit there and allow you to make money laying on your back. Not any of mine. You understand what I'm saying? So I don't even carry my own groceries. And like, if I have a man, it is what it is. He's the man in the relationship. And so, you know, you don't have a protector. You don't have a provider. The first thing I'm going to ask is, where is your father? And so that makes me feel bad when I see these beautiful, beautiful young women grow up into this mold and they turn out to have to be all these things. I talk about it in my book. I talk about it in Stay in Your Lane, A Diary of a Hot Mess. That was, you know, one of the first books that I wrote, six to date. And it's on Amazon and Kindle. It's also on my website, www.stayinyourlane123.com. And I talk about there's a delicate time as a woman, typically between the ages of 18 and 25, you know, that you go through what's called the hostrel, you know, and that is a part of being a woman and part of having a mother and part of being a lady is not all your business is meant for everybody, you know, and I'm very blessed and fortunate that I don't have to worry about, you know, someone coming out with a sex tape of me because I don't have one. I'm not worried about someone coming out exposing photographs of me because, motherfucker, I got photographs of you too. You understand what I'm saying? And it's very clear that it's you. You can't prove it's me, but I can prove it's you. You know what I'm saying? We ain't got no highlights in the crib. We ain't got no, you know what I'm saying? You might see an areola. That's it. But for me, I don't deal with them type of cats. They got just as much shit to lose as I do. So when you have a situation like a 50 Cent who just got sued for $5 million for releasing a sex tape of Rick Ross's baby mom or ex-girlfriend, whatever, whatever, good for him. Because you know what? And let's be clear, he's not broke. The man just came out and said that he was broke, so he didn't have to pay the fucking $5 million to the broad because he was being fucking petty. And he shouldn't have. Now, to me, that's slut shaming. That's wrong. You know what I'm saying? Because you weren't saying she was a slut when you was digging her out. You wasn't saying that. So you can't change the story now, men. You understand what I'm saying? So it's no different than, you know, she gets up there and she's going on and on, and she talks about she was in the closet, and she's 14, and she's playing 7 Minutes in Heaven. And I guess, y'all going to have to help me because I wouldn't know. It's a game where you go in a closet for 7 minutes, and I guess you're supposed to go in there with a boy. I couldn't play them types of games because my ass was in motherfucking church, vacation Bible school. I couldn't even go to the goddamn library by myself. I was barely allowed to walk home by my motherfucking self, and I had little brothers. So she's in a closet, and she says that she's making out with a boy at 14, which is, you know, I get it, okay. Where's the parents? All right. And then she says the boy tells her to go on her knees. And she's like, why do I have to go on my knees? You know, so she does it, and then she goes, the door opens up, and people are looking at her, and his penis is in her face. His dick is in her face. And she said from then on, they started slut-shaming her. Well, I mean, let's keep it G. If your mother knew that you was in a closet with a boy with a dick in your face, what's your mother going to call you? My mother's going to be like, you are the whore of the century. That's what it was. You know what I mean? Like, and I would have been slut-shamed by my own mother, but am I being slut-shamed or are you just calling me what it is? This is not an age of innocence. You're 14 motherfucking years old. What do you mean? Why would you get on your knees? Where the fuck are your parents? Like, that would tell you, like, that's not okay. This is a good touch. This is a bad touch. I won't even let you watch my son wipe his ass from the time he was a baby. You understand what I'm saying? Like, it's not okay. So then shortly after that, so you want me to believe that you didn't suck this boy's dick in the closet, but then shortly after that, it's documented that you became a stripper at 14. Now, what a lot of people don't know is that psychologically, there is, anytime you have people that have hypersexuality or hypersexual activity, they're 90% of the time there was some sort of inappropriate touch or sexual abuse that went on. Men too. Let's be clear, men get abused just as much as women do, but they don't come forward with it. And then, you know, it ends up coming out in some form of pedophilia or something later on, which is why there was such a big debate on whether they should chemically castrate them or whatever, whatever, because it is a cycle. Somewhere along the line, someone was fucking inappropriate. Nobody gets up and says it's okay to be 20 and have sex with a 14-year-old. No one says that, okay? So she goes on, Amber Rose goes on in her speech, and it's horrible to watch because she's hurting. But, bitch, I can't help you because this is what the fuck you did to yourself. So she goes on to say that she met a man. He was 7 years older than her. She was talking about Kanye. And I was very proud of her because in the beginning, initially, she didn't say his name. And she says, you know, I met a man. He was 7 years older than me. We fell in love. We traveled the world together. We were very much in love, blah, blah, blah. And he basically years later said that he had to take 30 showers to be with me. Let's keep it G, Amber. You attacked his wife's family first. That was first. So as a man, yes, he's going to defend his wife because he probably told her, don't say nothing to her. Okay? And on top of all of that, okay, on top of all of that, Kanye apologized to you publicly, and you went on the motherfucking Wendy Williams show and said, I accept his apology because he was a fucking asshole to me. So he already apologized to you for what he said was, what the lyric was, I'll do anything for a Klondike and she'll do anything for a Blondike, blah, 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 blah. He already apologized. You don't come for people's families. He's married. Let that motherfucker go. He's not checking for you. Okay, then with the Wiz Khalifa shit, I guess he wrote a lyric in a song saying she was a stripper, didn't take that much to get her. But if that's the motherfucking truth, you got to own it. You can't have these strippers out here thinking that it's okay, so what, I take my clothes off for a living. Okay, well, if you get beat the fuck up by somebody's wife, then that's just what you do for a living. That's an occupational hazard, right? That's a hazard, right? You know, so I don't hate the player. I just hate the game. But at the end of the day, don't act like you don't know that you were a willing participant in this game. So I think that maybe she confused slut shaming a little bit. Because if you're really a slut, then call yourself, call it what it is. Okay? I tell motherfuckers all day long, I'm fucking crazy. I'm crazy as fuck. I'll burn your house down. I'll eat your dog's face. I don't give a fuck. Matter of fact, I'll call the police on myself. I've done it before. I'm crazy for real. I got fucking medication. So for me, there's no, you can't shame me into any type of mental illness box because I'm not ashamed of it. I'm very clear that I have been to treatment. I'm very clear that I have snapped the fuck out and stabbed two out the last four people in the relationships that I was with. I'm very clear that I'm on medication and that I go to therapy and I had a psychiatrist and a therapist and was seeing somebody every other week. I'm very clear on that. I'm very clear that I flipped my hybrid, okay, with myself in it, trying to hit another human being in a parking lot because I thought that perhaps she should not be on earth. I'm very clear about that shit. So there's no shame in the fact that I'm telling you that I'm mentally fucking ill and I need help. So what is the shame in there in saying, you know what? I fucked a bunch of fucking guys. I liked it, and that's what it is. That is not slut-shaming if someone calls you a slut, because maybe according to them, that's what the fuck you are. So you can't say that someone slut-shamed you if that's really what the fuck happened. Okay, you can't. Rule number one, and I say this all the time, don't be a fucking whore. You don't have to be a fucking whore. You don't. You don't have to be a whore. You don't have to be a fucking stripper. You don't have to do a lot of motherfucking things. Strippers die every motherfucking day because you know why? People, it's a downward spiral. It's a downward fucking spiral. And you guys are out here glorifying shit, which is one of the reasons why I said that I love Cardi B, because she sits there and she tells it like it is. She said, look, my rent is $3,000. Okay? She said, at the end of the motherfucking month, ain't no motherfucking Sizzlers. We ain't going to do none of that shit. We eating Chinese food every fucking day, which is $6 in New York. She was like, and we eating egg and cheese. because I got to pay this $3,000 rent. So she's telling you right there, yes, I live in a very nice place wherever the fuck it is that I live, but she has people to fucking pay. So, yeah, she's a dancer, but she's being very clear. She don't got it like that. Okay, so some of these motherfuckers is out there making it seem like they got it popping like that, that they getting paid all these monies for features and appearances. And it was Cardi B that put them broads on blast this week. She said, look, she said, y'all New York bitches, y'all don't understand. She was like, that's why these dudes, all these rappers, all these recording artists, they going down south, they going to the West Coast to get broads because they know how to pimp a motherfucker. You don't know how to pimp these men. You let them pimp you. She said, so you guys are, you know, and I get it. And she called out the bartenders, the strippers, all of it. You ain't no better just because you a bartender, and if you leaving the club and going to sleep with somebody for fucking egg and cheese moons over Miami's at Denny's. Fuck out of here. You know, and let me be clear on what I'm talking about. I'm not saying that people have to pay for your time, but I'm saying that people got to pay for your fucking time. Okay, you don't need to hand me a stack to come hang out with me, but I need to know that you sacrificed something in order to be able to be at this date. Or in order to be able to take me to eat. I am spoiled beyond fucking belief. You know why? Because I spoil my fucking self. I spoil my son. I spoil my family members. I spoil any man that I'm with, and that's what it is. But, and I spoil my friends because they are worthy. If you're not worthy, I'm not even going to give you the fucking time. So for you to give your vagina to somebody that might not even be worth your motherfucking time, that's a bad motherfucking investment. Are you fucking kidding me? Like, so let me get this straight. You think that because you told me that I'm cute and you tipped me $100 on a $1,000 bill that I should go after the club and sleep with you? You could fucking kill yourself with a rusty fucking butter knife and die slow in bleach, bitch. Fuck out of here. You gotta at least take me, so you gotta show me something I've never seen. Because playtime is fucking over. I'm grown. I'm not 20-something years old. And some of these 20-somethings, you guys will go and you'll spend the money on fucking surgery and get the lipo and get this, that, and the third, but your mom is fucked up. Your mom is poor. Your mom's is dying and shit. She got pneumonia and shit because she got mold in her motherfucking house, so you can't fix it. You are not a boss-ass broad unless you put yourself in a position where you can help people that they will never be able to motherfucking repay you. And that doesn't mean that you suffer. That means that you do what you need to do for you, and you do it for other people, and you never ask for anything in return. Then you can come back and tell me that you're a fucking boss. That's why charity is fucking important. And if you out here and you saying you doing this and you got this, you know, I've been broke before. I've been divorced before. I went to a friend before and was unable to even get $200 from this motherfucker, and that shit hurt me because this is a broad that's, you know, saying every day she's going to the spa, she's doing this, she's doing that. That's funny money to me. That's credit card money. I don't have credit cards, and I'm proud that I don't have fucking credit cards. That means that I'm responsible for me, myself, and motherfucking I. You understand what I'm saying? I have a financial planner, but I ain't got no motherfucking credit cards. Okay, so I don't have, you know, if I see a pair of shoes, oh, that's cute, I could just go buy them. No, we got to make sure in my mind, I got to know and keep a mental note, can I afford these motherfuckers? And I'm a mom. I'm a responsible parent. I got a kid. Listen, I'm like an old white lady right now. I got a kid with braces and getting ready to go into fucking private school. I ain't got no extra, you know what I'm saying, no extra scraps, and I run a business, you know, so... You know, that's why, you know, when I saw this thing about the slut shaming, I'm like, I think that she took it out of context. I don't give a fuck what you do with your vagina. As long as your world don't fuck up my world, we good. But see, whores do fuck up my world because you make it harder for motherfuckers like me and my crew, okay, and people that I'm down with to find and meet these nice guys because you motherfuckers are so willing to do everything for fucking free. And what do we call motherfuckers that do shit for free? Sluts and fuck. I can only call you a slut because even whores get paid. Whores get paid. Okay, if you about that bottom line, listen, I know motherfuckers that strip and get paid. Get your money, mama. But make sure that you have a business plan in mind to say, I'm only going to do this for 2 years. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And that's what I'm going to do. You know, you don't need the drug problem. You don't need the cocaine situation. You don't need the fucking weed habit. You don't need no habits but getting your money. You know what I mean? I could have a sugar daddy. I could have a whole bunch of things. I don't choose to spend my energy that way because I would rather just be broke and just get it myself so that a motherfucker cannot say to me, you know what I'm saying, well, if it wasn't for me, I wouldn't do this. I'll bust all your fucking teeth out your mouth. Can't listen, all my pages is open with the exception of my Facebook. All my pages is open. Anybody could go on there and comment any motherfucking thing, and you see that they don't because they know. I'll be like, excuse me, what, when, where, you know? So when you talk about slut shaming, are we calling you a slut or are we just calling you what you answer to? Because you didn't have no problem being a slut for Kanye. You had no problem being a slut for Wiz. You had no problem being a slut on your Instagram when you kiss another broad and shit like this. You have to understand you're still a mother. At some point, I have to be responsible for the content that my son will see when he goes on my Instagram page. So I can't post pictures of me and his aunt, you know, on a nice night out or whatever, whatever. I could, but I won't. Because he looks at her a certain way, he looks at me a certain way. And it's none of your fucking business what we do. Just know we turn the fuck up. You understand what I'm saying? You would have to see it yourself to understand. You understand what I'm saying? And it's not appropriate. And so I feel like I don't like to see young women, especially young minority women, black, Hispanic, you know, whatever, Lebanese, whatever it is, having to come here and having to struggle. And you had access to all that money and all that power, and you did abso-fucking-lutely nothing with it. I don't fucking feel sorry for you. When Amber Rose came out, and I loved her. I really did. When she first came out, she used to do sunglasses. A lot of people don't know this. She did amazing sunglasses. The price point was decent. They were under $100. They were vintage eyewear. She looked amazing. All of a sudden, you fall in love. You lost your fucking mind. You lost your business savvy. You lost your momentum. So you lost customers. You know, and this is what I meant when I said the other day, you know, there's a lot of places that I like to blog, and I go back to having blogged in 6 months. I liked, you know, an article of clothing, Funk Fashion, Where Are You, Chase Dreams Not Hoes, the sweatshirt that I posted on my Instagram. I posted it 2 years ago. I was so thrilled to get it. I paid $75 to get it. I don't even wear sweatshirts, but because I love the message, and this was prior to me starting my own brand, I wanted to see, you know, what they did and how they did it, and I loved the fact 2 weeks for them to even mail it to me. That was something that I wanted to eliminate out of my business. I don't want my customers to wait 2 weeks. I only want it to be 5 to 7 business days. You know, it was $75. Yeah, it was hand done, but I feel like, you know, that was 2 years ago. I got what I got. It still fits great, but they're no longer in business the way that Popular Demand is. So Popular Demand is a store. They just opened a store out in Fairfax, and shout out to me. I'm excited. I am drinking my Cabernet Sauvignon because I haven't opened my Shiraz for this evening because we have a little mall situation going on now. You know, I sat down. We thought about the magic show, me and my colleagues and my partners meaning my friends. You know, we sat down. We talked about it, and just $5,000 is just really a lot of money to be sitting down and, you know, just to get out there. And I don't need to do that when I have a Rolodex of motherfuckers that will rock my shit, you know, and all I got to do is just send them and, you know, for free and be done with it. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like, you know, I'm ready for it, and I'm ready to take that step to have a location so that when people are like, hey, you know, I want to get your brand, you know, because I would be the same way if somebody told me that they wanted $100 for a sweatshirt. I'd be like, motherfucker, is it made of gold and iron and steel? Is it going to protect me from, you know, the IRS? You know what I mean? Like, but when you see how much it costs me to, you know, buy shit and shit like that, then you'll understand. So I just feel like it's a minimal investment for me to get a little situation in my local mall. It's an outlet mall, but at the same time, we have major brands in there, and I'm very excited about it. It's a decision that I made today because the overhead wasn't that much between me and my team and me and my family. We can man the store myself. And I'm just really excited to get my Zero Fucks Canada out there. That's something that we wanted to roll out in a pop-up shop up in Toronto. But I wasn't able to make it back and forth. And the trips, you know, it's just hard to get there when that particular store was open. And it's kind of like what I would pay them for a pop-up shop. I can have my own shop for a month. You know what I mean? So, you know, Shout out to, you know, the Prime Outlets, because I will be in there in January. And you know, if I'm telling you, if I'm telling you it's coming, it's already here. So we have a Prime location. We'll be located right in front of the Nike store across from Godiva. And I think it's a great demographic. It's the Nike store is right next to the Under Armour store. We also have Puma and a bunch of different shops in there. We just spent, you know, over a couple million dollars on the other wing of the mall. So there's Saks and there's everything in there. So I'm very interested in that international market. And, you know, my brand has been in existence now for 2 years, and so I never skip steps when it comes to that. But to bring it back to where we were before, had I have fucked my way to the top, or had I have, and, you know, I've dealt with my share of motherfuckers that have money, but don't get it twisted. They was paying for shit, but just shit that you don't see because you don't need to because it's none of your business. When you start talking about Pace University at $22,000 a year, you could check the record. I don't owe Pace University no money. So let's see, 4 times 22. So you tell me, is your Birkin bags and your little fuck-ass shoes and your little red bottoms worth 88 grand? Because I don't think it is. And I had a motherfucking meal plan, okay? The platinum meal plan. Mm-mm. So you got to understand that when y'all talking about certain things, you know, I don't understand what the fuck you're talking about, because if a motherfucker really wants to see you grow and he really cares about you, he don't want you on the pole. I don't believe no motherfucker that tell you that you got to go out there and compromise or sacrifice yourself. I don't believe none of that shit. Don't believe it. Get it yourself. I ran into a lady today, and I'm so blessed and amazing. When I put myself in a position to do the right thing for my friends and for my family, I'm always in a very good place, and so I attract that energy. I met this beautiful black woman. She was beautiful, and she was so pretty. She looked like she could have been in my family. I'm not saying like I'm pretty. I'm just saying she had the same eyes, same nose, and she was getting ready to order this pair of boots out of BCBG. One of my good gal pals, she loves BCBG, and she's teeny tiny, built like a gymnast. So I was looking for like a little something with some sequins on it, you know, to get her for her birthday, but I can't buy the motherfucker shit because she got every goddamn thing. So I'm in the store, and I meet this girl, and we just, you know, struck up a conversation, started talking, and she works at Roswell Cancer Institute. I gave her my card. We talked for 45 minutes looking at shoes for my girlfriend, and I'm trying them on. I'm like, you know. So we're talking, and she was telling me about how, you know, she was dating this guy. He was a millionaire, and she found out he was doing some shit that was unsavory, and she let him go. And she said, you know, during the course of the relationship, he started making more money. And, you know, that's a blessing. That's amazing, because a lot of these motherfuckers fall from grace. I can't fucking help you. I can't fucking help you, because you know why? When I fucking fell from grace, and when I had to move back in with my parents and all that other shit, nobody fucking helped me. So I don't give a fuck about your fucking struggle. Struggle, bitch. I don't care. Male or female makes no difference. Nope. I don't care. Work it out. And, you know, you have to put yourself in a position where you say, I'm going to do whatever the fuck I got to do. So this girl was telling me she got a real estate license. Now she's like one of the big, you know, big wigs over at, you know, Cancer Roswell Institute, which is where my father went to pass away some 15 years ago. So she wasn't there at the time, but she was telling me she made the decision to walk away from this relationship where this dude had all this money, and she had girlfriends that are not her girlfriends perhaps now, telling her, you know, you should just stay, the money. And she said, I can't. You know, I just can't. And I said, you know what? I wanted to high five her and hug her so bad. And I know she's listening to the show tonight. Thank you very much. But I wanted to high five her and let her know, like, as women, we're too powerful for that. Like, I don't have to fucking talk to you. If I wasn't raised with no other information in life, it's that you are the queen of your own universe. Listen, let me be clear. My mother never told me I don't need no man. My mother just always told me you could do it yourself. There's a difference. You understand what I'm saying? You're supposed to protect me as a man. You're supposed to provide. You're supposed to profess. So on Steve Harvey level, yes, I believe in the three Ps. But I also believe that I'm not here to build on sand. And a lot of you motherfuckers, you get with these dudes, and then you allow them to make you the default chick. You know how many of you broads are fucking married right now because I bowed out because I didn't want to do it, because I don't compete with chickens or hoes, or because he wasn't going to be able to do what the fuck I needed him to do in the time frame, so I just kind of let you have him. There's three of y'all motherfuckers married right now that if it wasn't for the fact that I walked the fuck away, that motherfucker would not be married to you. That doesn't mean he would be married to me, but I let you have him. I let him sleep. I let him rest in peace. You can have him, you know, because a lot of times these men don't understand that it's not you that they want to be with. They just want to be me. So y'all could go, you could have at it. you know. And I don't believe in, you know, I don't need a man. That's not true. I need a pit bull in my corner. I need somebody that's going to be like, grr, you know, like out there just, you know, on some. If you guys ever watched the Queen Latifah movie where she played Bessie Smith, I need me a motherfucker that's coming in there like, look, I'm trying to be your man. I'm trying to handle this business over here so you could do what the fuck you need to do and I have to worry about this. I don't give a fuck if he was just security. I don't give a fuck if he was just like, I'm a be security while you do this and then we could travel together. Whatever it is, I always said that I needed somebody that was going to compliment me in business. And if you weren't able to do that, I can't fuck with you because I just don't want to put myself in a position where I begin to gain, you know, a little bit of momentum and I begin to get my shit together and then just to have somebody come in and take it away from me, I won't allow it. I'll kill you first. And I can say that publicly because I've been in a situation where somebody took everything from me. And I would never allow that to happen ever again. So the love shit for me, you know, I don't even know why I'm upset because I'm good. Maybe because I'm happy, you know, because I did it on my own. Like, I really, really did it on my own. Nobody gave me shit. My parents, my family, my friends, that's it. Zero fuck started because I just didn't give a fuck anymore. You know, I was tired of getting just beat up in life. So when I see bitches, you know, and I say it loosely, you know, like Amber Rose come up, that shit pisses me the fuck off because I didn't do all that. I took the long way. You know, my friends didn't do all that. I don't got no motherfucking whore friends. I really don't. I have friends that made decisions. I have friends that have loved men that did not love them back. I have friends that make more money than I would ever know what to do with. But they're good women. And the fact that these hoes get to come out and people be proud of them just for speaking up saying, yeah, I sucked a lot of dick or, yeah, I fucked a lot of guys. You don't get no motherfucking recognition from me on that level. You're still a fucking whore, period. You know, me and my friends didn't take that route. You know, it would have been easy for me to get a corporate job and be up underneath somebody's table. I chose not to. So I added 2 years on to how long it took me to handle my business. You know, I have friends that are at the top of their game. I know for a fact they never was under nobody's desk doing shit. So when I see, you know, we had an issue with Jazzy T up here on the radio. She tried to slut shame, you know, my Mickey Moscato. And I say my Mickey Moscato because she's a baby. She's 22 years old. And just because she slept with Chris Brown doesn't make her a slut. It makes her on her host stroll. It makes her 22. But nobody said anything to you, Jazzy T, when you was up underneath motherfuckers' desks and shit over in Detroit, Michigan, when you was trying to get put on in them studios up there, because I know the same motherfucking people that you know. So I went for her because of that. Because to me, it's like, don't throw fucking stones. You know what I'm saying? You fucked a couple motherfuckers, too, to get to where the fuck you was at. So don't blame this little 22-year-old girl when if your ass didn't have a fucking booty doing a mushroom fucking hairstyle, your ass would have been in there fucking Chris Brown too. Now, do I think that it was appropriate for my little baby girl, you know, that I used to manage her brand and things like that, to come out in the way that she did and say that she had fucked with Chris Brown on Media Takeout and things like that? No, and I had a conversation with her about it. She got a mama, okay? She got a mama. And, yes, she's a stripper. She does all that, Mickey Moscato. She's been in little videos and things like that. That's part of her brand. Okay? I tried to protect her from that. I tried to stop her from that. But a lot of times that quick money, that fast money is going to win. Nobody wants to listen to D. Scott because I took the long way. But what I will say is that I'm respected in any industry that I go in. You can go in the music industry, St. Lou Hits, you know, the whole 2 Chainz situation, that whole branding exec, street exec. You ain't going to never hear that anybody in that building slept with me. You ain't going to hear in Toronto that nobody slept with me if I was ever in a studio or if I was ever up there doing any work. Nobody. Nobody. You'll never hear that. So when I see people talking about slut shaming to me is like what happened to Miss Nikki Baby on Love and Hip Hop Hollywood, where I believe I don't know if it was Molly Mall that did it, but somebody released a tape of her having sex with her boyfriend. That to me is slut shaming. Like, dude, you used to be in love with her. Y'all was Bonnie and Clyde. Y'all was this, that, and the third. Young ladies, stop letting these motherfuckers tape you. Like, dead ass. Like, stop letting these motherfuckers tape you, because the minute they – look, dudes talk more than bitches these days. The minute that you fucking don't want to fuck with them no more, or you don't want to be with them no more, and then y'all be giving them all the evidence and don't even be taking no videos of they shit on short. You don't take no videos of them when they fucking wake up in the morning and they shit is fucking 1.5 inches long, because then that motherfucker might think twice before he put a video out. You understand what I'm saying? You don't take no pictures when his balls is hanging down to his knees and shit. You should. You should. You don't be burning these motherfuckers with fucking cigarettes and shit and, you know, tying them up and strapping them up and beating them with fucking leather whips and shit. But you should, because then they'll think motherfucking twice before they release a video on you. You can't keep giving up all your power. Not that the power is in between your legs. It's in between your ears. But you got to think before you go and get in these motherfuckers' bed. You got to get in their head first. You got to let these motherfuckers know, first and foremost, I will fuck you up and I'll ruin your life. Period. First things first. You understand what I'm saying? So for me, you know, the slut shaming thing is more, I'm not calling you a slut. I'm not calling you a whore. I'm just saying what the fuck you did. If you fucked a bunch of motherfuckers in one night, you got to go on Maury Povich, you's a fucking whore. And that's just what the fuck it is. And I'm going to call it like it is. You know, you could call me a prude. Look, my dude don't think so. You understand what I'm saying? So the only time you should be a slut is when it's in a one-on-one relationship, or if y'all get down another way, that's how it should be. Nobody should be able to know any information about your vagina on the internet, on the radio, on the fucking television. It's none of nobody's fucking business. So if you don't know nothing about how to be a woman, one of the things is your femininity. You need to guard that with your life. These motherfuckers don't give a fuck about you. You know, so now you have a situation where you're coming out here and she was crying on the stage, just kind of like I broke down. You get emotional thinking about the shit that you went through. But my, baby girl, you put yourself through that. Just like I have to take the blame for the shit that I put myself in. You know, I just, you know, had to end a situation with somebody that I cared very deeply for. I felt like, you know, it may have worked out in another time frame, but it wasn't going to work for me. So I made him, you know, I made him tell me, look, I can't do this. He had to say it, though. And you know why he had to say it? Because y'all motherfuckers is funny style. You're not going to ever come back to me and say, well, I didn't know what was going on. You know what was going on. I made him say what he said so that this way, later on, if some, you know, if we ever meet up again or whatever, there's no bad blood. And I'm very appreciative for the fact that he was exactly who I thought he was. You understand what I'm saying? So there's good and bad in that. But at least he had enough respect for the relationship that we had to say, you know what? It's not going to work. I can't do this because you required this, and I'm over here with this. And I respect that, and I appreciate it. So let me just say that publicly that I appreciate it. It's no bad blood. You know, obviously, you know, you get hurt when you have to walk away from something that you were invested in. But at the same time, there's new investments. You know, there's new things that you can invest in. You can invest in people that have the same, you know, heart as you. You can invest in people that have the same notion as you, the same time. It's not, everything is not about sex. So when you talk about slut shaming and things like that, it pisses me off because it's like, you know, that really was a term reserved for people that have been raped. You know, so if you were raped and you're a stripper, I get it. No is no. I'm not saying that's okay. What I'm saying is that when I was young, my mom used to tell me shit like, she would say, don't call me at 4 o'clock in the morning from the motherfucking hotel talking about you've been raped, because your ass had no motherfucking business in a motherfucking hotel with a man at 4 a.m. if you didn't want sex. And that was my mother. My mother didn't want to hear that shit. She was like, get the fuck out of here. You know what I mean? So you got to understand that, you know, you can't put yourself in a position to be called or to say certain things and then play the victim. You either the victim or you're the victor. You know, so one minute you're saying you don't want to be slut shamed, and then the next minute you're saying, so what? I'm doing the walk of shame. So what? Okay, so you can't have it both ways. You know, and she was very tearful, Amber Rose, and was very heartfelt. And so on that level, as a woman, I felt for her because I felt her pain. But to me, slut shaming in the way she's talking about it is more like parental shaming. Like, where the fuck are your parents? Where are your parents? Where's your dad to protect you from these ninjas that had you in a closet on your knees? Where was your dad to yank you off the motherfucking strip pole when you was fucking 14? Like, for real, for real. But I'm a drop right now too. You know, they was focused on them big rings. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to drop that new Drake Future, and then we're going to get into something else in a second before I end the show. So right now we got that new Drake and Future.
Yeah. I know we just signed the deal, but I need my advance on the next one too. They know I'm going to be around. Yeah. I need it.
Metro Boomin wants some more.
Cause I got a really big team, and they need some really big rings. They need some really nice things. Better be coming with no strings. Better be coming with no strings. We need some really nice things. We need some really big rings. I got a really big team. I got a really big team. They need some really big rings. They need some really nice things. Better be coming with no strings. Better be coming with no strings. We need some really nice things. We need some really big rings. I got a really big team, man. What a time to be alive. You and yours versus me and mine. Are we talking teams? Are we talking teams? Are you switching sides? Wanna come with me? Look at the smile on me. Look at the aisle on me. I do not chase girls, but they run a mile for me. Say she gon' ride for me. I buy the ties for you. This game is different. You only get one shot when go foul on you. Man, f*** all. Man, we want it all. Don't get too involved. We gon' knock it off. And to top it off, I'm with all the dogs. It's a new season, and we still breathing. And I got a really big team, and they need some really big rings. They need some really nice things. Better be coming with no strings. Better be coming with no strings. We need some really nice things. We need some really big rings. I got a really big team. I got a really big team. They need some really big rings. They need some really nice things. Better be coming with no strings. Better be coming with no strings. We need some really nice things. We need some really big rings. I got a really big team.
Man, what a time to be alive. I'm Drake and Lee. They thought I died. I run with kidnappers. I'm talking about kidnappers. I'm talking about murdering. I'm talking about carjackers. You just a battle rapper. I'm an official traveler. We be driving subliminal. They did some dribble jabber. We take a melon yellow, then we fill it with red forever, ever. These niggas so jealous. Man, these niggas scared, they tell it. I check up on everything. I bought some ice when the feds came. I bought that big new Celine. I got rings, I got reds like Serena. All of my rings, Aquafina. My Aquafina. Pluto and Jupiter, I go to Venus. I'm fresh out the snow, but I'm not out the cleaner. Who keep a skull cut?
Cause I got a really big team, and they need some really big rings. They need some really nice things. Better be coming with no strings. Better be coming with no strings. We need some really nice things. We need some really big rings. I got a really big team. I got a really big team. They need some really big rings. They need some really nice things. Better be coming with no strings. Better be coming with no strings. We need some really nice things. We need some really big rings. I got a really big team, man. What a time.
And, you know, it's so funny because my girl Jahari just texted. She's like, you okay, mama? I'm like, yeah, I'm good. I just got emotional because when you do things, and this is, you know, part of what hoes will never understand. When you do things on your own and you do things from the core of your heart and you do things based in your alignment and you don't let nobody tell you no, there is an amazing emotional feeling that you get when something's yours. You birthed it. You know what I mean? So as I'm sitting there today going over, you know, the fact that I bought my first, you know, cart and that it's designed, you know, the way that I wanted it, and the fact that I got the prime location for it, and the fact that, you know, now I can go, you know, because we have an international market here being so close to Canada, that's very emotional for me because I really didn't get any help. I got great advice, I got great friends, I got great family, but I didn't have no dude help me do nothing. And so, and again, I'm not an inspirational fucking story because I work, you know what I mean, and I ain't shit sometimes, but I really did do it by myself. So if I had access to a motherfucker that had $100 million again, do you think that I would be at the small store that I'm at in the mall? No. I would be leasing out space for 5 years. You know what I mean? Like, it would be so much different. And so when I see these girls wasting time and wasting money to look cute in a photograph, what the fuck is your commerce? What is it that you do? Listen, when you say D. Scott, I'm not associated. Now, maybe 10 years ago, y'all might could have scrounged something up before the internet became a big deal. But now my name is not associated with any man. You understand what I'm saying? I've been associated with this one, that one, cool. But I've never been associated like, oh, well, if she didn't talk to him, she wouldn't have this. You know, my ex-husband is not important because he doesn't pay, you know what I'm saying, for me to run my businesses. He, you know, he helps me with my son. You know what I mean? We are co-parents. He's, you know, he loves his son. You know, that's his baby. So, you know, that's his firstborn, that's his namesake, that's his twin. So, you know, when I look at the fact that I'm leaving a legacy to my son, and I will not fail, I have not failed. You know, my business has just gotten to a point where I needed to expand it because I can't keep it, not so much a secret, but I can't keep it a baby anymore. So it's kind of like when your child first starts walking. You're like, no, I want to put them in the walker. And you're like, but I can't because they're going to rip and run all over the house and they're too big for it. So I'm too big now just to be on the internet or just to be, you know what I'm saying, just to be on, you know, where I'm at. We have to take it to the next step. And I don't ever want to be stagnant. I don't ever want to be in a position where people go to look for me and they can't find me. You know, why can't, you know, I didn't find her. We revamped my website. If you guys would have seen what my website looks like a couple years ago when I first started, just even the photo shoot was crazy. Like, it looks like nothing that I'm into now because, you know, obviously there's an element of darkness to me. You know, I am a diagnosed psychopath. And I actually just found a new Instagram page for psychopaths. I'm really excited about it because I went and liked all their shit. And it's funny because they always assume that the psychopath is a male. And they always assume that the psychopath is this entity that just comes and sucks the life out of people and we're liars and we shapeshift and shit like that. The psychopath is not always the male in the relationship. Let's be clear. The psychopath could very well be a female, like in my case, which is why I have feelings for people, you know, sometimes, and then sometimes I feel like it's a soulmate situation, it's deeper than what it is, but then, like, the next day, I could eat, like, a bagel, and I'm just as much in love with the bagel as I was the person the day before, because I ain't shit, like, sometimes I just ain't shit, and, you know, if you don't pay me attention, you know, and it doesn't have to be, you know, oodles of attention, but if you start some shit, it's almost like you're setting up to walk into a bear trap, you know, because I'm not going to change. I don't give a fuck what's going on. I can compromise maybe like 0.0002% on certain shit, but for the most part, I'm not going to fucking change, and that's the beauty of being 40. You know, is that this is who the fuck I am. When you're 30, you're like, okay, if I'm not who the fuck I am, I need to figure out who the fuck I am so I could be who the fuck I am by the time I'm 40. You know what I'm saying? I'm 40 already. This is who the fuck I am. I'm not going to change. Not for you, that one over there. I didn't even change for my mama. She didn't want me to change. This is who the fuck I am. My daddy didn't want me to change, so who the fuck are you if you want me to change? You know, I will not change my verbiage. I will not change the fact that I'm raw. I will not change the fact that I'll eat your fucking face. I will not change the fact that I'm going to continuously try to build with these young women, these young thoughts, these young hoes, or people that, you know, feel that they have been discarded. You know, I'll ride for y'all, but at the same time, you got to understand that there's consequences for being promiscuous. There's consequences for you know, doing certain shit. For no reason. You don't gotta fuck these dudes. These dudes, what the fuck they gonna do? Not talk to you? So the fuck what? Bitch, bye. Bye. Bye, Craig. I don't care. You know what I'm saying? What the fuck they gonna do? You know how many times I done slept in the bed with a motherfucker damn near half naked, drunk, whatever, and said, if you touch me, I'm gonna stab the shit out of you, and they didn't? And I'm talking about, major dudes. Like, not, you know, we ain't talking about no Twine from up the block. I don't fuck with Twines from up the block because Twine from up the block can only show me the block. I can't deal with that right now. I need somebody that's going to be able to show me the world. You don't got to give it to me, but can you show it to me? Do you have access to shit that I don't have? Because I might put you D to some shit that I have access to. You know, so I keep, you know, my business shit, and I'm so emotional about it because it literally is like birthing another child. And for you to see, so to speak, your name up in lights, and I did that without having a pussy pop. I did that without having to twerk. I did that with keeping my clothes on. I did that without having to fuck with a motherfucker that had money because I just was not interested in a relationship with anybody right now. And it's funny because I just recently, I'm coming to a place where, you know, I want to be in a relationship. I want to be loved. I want to give somebody the same love that they're giving me. And I have to stop being an asshole. Like, I'm a huge, colossal motherfucking asshole. And I don't feel like working for my food. I really don't want to do it. I want relationship to come to me. And I realize that because I'm a recluse, because I suffer immensely from post-traumatic stress disorder, I don't get out enough. That will change this weekend. Y'all gonna see. Make sure y'all follow me on my Instagram at miss.d.scott or on my Twitter at dmsst93. Y'all gonna get the tweets and the posts this weekend. I might only post two things and then just, you know, post other pictures back to back later on in the week. But, you know, I'm blessed. I'm good. I wanted to talk about the slut shaming and the slut walk just because I felt like it was misinterpreted. And I just feel like if you're going to be a hoe, be ready to have your motherfucking armor on for a motherfucker to call you a hoe. Or don't do hoe-like motherfucking activities. You don't have to. You know what I'm saying? That's your motherfucking vagina. Can't nobody talk to you about your shit. You understand what I'm saying? That's like somebody talking to you about your house. That's like a motherfucker saying, give me back my car. Well, how you going to get the car, motherfucker? I drove it through your mama's house in the front window. Fuck out of here. You want to take the car or get out your mama motherfucking house? So, basically, I feel good. I'm going to be on tomorrow on the air for a Tell the Truth Tuesday. To anybody new listening, holla. And thank you guys so much for listening. You know, I gotta play that Drake, that Future Diamonds dancing this shit. You know, you're ungrateful, you're ungrateful. It's my shit.
I'm at the stage of my life where I feel like I can conquer anything and everything. Sipping on Dom Perignon for no reason. Popping tags up an echelon for no reason. Seen this bad little John, she was perfect. I let her push the foreign right now, is she worth it?
Falling in the middle of the club, no jersey.
I've been drinking that dirty.
Bring that ace, ride a case, my nigga with me. Bring some ice for my cup, my drink with me.
Diamonds on me dancing. Diamonds on me dancing.
Diamonds on me dancing. And you know what I need from you when I get home. You better not be on the phone talking up a storm like you usually do. Talking to your friends like you usually do. Telling them I never spend time with you. It's hard to find the time. We've been
sipping on Dom Perignon for no reason. Popping tags up an echelon for no reason. Seen this bad little John, she was perfect. I let her push the foreign right now, is she worth it?
Falling in the middle of the club, no jersey.
I don't want no liquor cause I've been drinking that dirty.
Bring that ace, buy the case, my nigga with me. Bring some ice for my cup, my drink with me.
Diamonds on me dancing.
Diamond, I'm familiar with this cash flow. And if you took it, you can vouch for me. I did it my way, you can vouch for me. I put the c**t in the powder and the couch on me. Whenever I step outside the house, I get the Glocky on me. Bad bitch wanna come by the paparazzi on me. I got so many bad bitches that I barely wanna. I'm barely paying attention, baby, I need substance. I know you spent some time putting on your makeup and your outfit, but
Diamonds on me dancing. Diamonds on me dancing. Diamonds on me dancing.
Diamonds
on me dancing.
You're doing me dirty. Doing me dirty. Doing me dirty. You're doing me dirty. You know.
Yeah. Dirty, dirty.
How we let it get like this? I don't know.
Yeah.
But
sign if you can't save your soul.
Nah.
Doing me dirty. Doing me dirty. Have a near heartbreak. Yeah. How can you live with yourself? I haven't even heard from you. How can you live with yourself? Ungrateful. Ungrateful. Your mama be ashamed of you. I haven't even heard from you. Not a single word from you. Ungrateful.